books. Girl, you know it's true. Never in my wildest dreams did I expect Milli Vanilli to fascinate me so much again in life. The credit for this goes to the highly watchable documentary Milli Vanilli by Lucorim, available on Paramount Plus. The question of what true art is hovers over a story that could hardly be more dramatic, cleverly posing the question to the audience. What is art to you? What is real to you? It's not just a story about an incredible fraud scandal that ultimately costs one of the performers his life, but also a fascinating comeback story. While Rob Pilatus cannot overcome the greatest disgrace in pop history and succumbs to his drug addiction, Feb Morvan manages to give his life a completely new direction. It takes a lot to rebuild from such a low point to a normal life, where music and family act as significant stabilizers. Hats off! So, what is true art for me? Is skillfully lying and then living that lie almost perfectly also a form of it? Or does it really require an unalterated original? Even Milli Vanilli's first major hit, Girl You Know It's True, was a cover version, not the original. And it became a hit through the interplay of vocals and performance. One might find it reprehensible, but today, thanks to autotune, it's quite common. Most pop stars don't sing as well as the recordings suggest. A lot of digital enhancement is done because, for the perfect song success, one often looks for the right face rather than the right voice. By the way, this is not a different in other art forms. Audrey Hepburn didn't sing in My Fair Lady. Famous painters like Peter Paul Rubens often help their students complete the paintings, and as we know, Ken Follett has a whole team of experts behind him without whose research he could never write so many thick books so quickly. Research is, after all, half the battle for authors of historical novels. This doesn't necessarily make these works forgeries, but taking a closer look behind the scenes helps us understand that these works often rely on more than the brilliant ideas of an individual. Of course, fans and readers do not want to be deceived, and claiming to have sung when others did is clearly a lie and therefore a reprehensible act. However, the idea that a hit is created only in the mind of one individual who then produces and records it entirely alone is unrealistic. Only Prince achieved something like that, and the occasional self-publisher. The more direct the connection between artist and consumer, the higher the degree of authenticity of the artwork, apart from the fact that even self-publishers usually have editors. Those who insist so much on the original unadulterated it often end up with manuscripts and self-made mixtapes recordings. Or they only enjoy their art live, in colour and preferably unplugged. While that is legitimate, viewing the work detached from the creative process significantly relaxes the relationship between artist and consumer. One can only enjoy if only unreservedly accept that they are not being offered the truth, but art. And art neither claims to depict reality, nor is it reality itself. Once that is understood, you can even listen with fascination to old pop hits from the 1980s and devour the occasional historical novel with tea and cookies. Because art, as, and girl, you know that's true, often just what pleases.